Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP is on the air.
Hiya.
And joining us in studio this afternoon, it's Annette Freeman, everybody.
Hi, lads.
How are you?
I'm good.
Listenership figures came out. And to
how are we doing? How are we doing?
Oh, well, you don't need to ask us how we're doing. We're doing brilliant. Brilliant as always. But that is a funny one, isn't it? When there's a bunch of different radio shows and different radio stations in the one building. That you can't walk around to everyone and go, congrats, because you've no idea how to do it.
You don't know, do you?
No, you don't.
Some people go up, some people go down.
You wait until they congratulate you.
Oh, no! That's what? Terrible.
Why?
Someone congratulated me yesterday saying congrats on the figures, and I was just about to go, yeah, you too, but it's like, I don't know how you did actually at all. I haven't a clue.
And I went by somebody's desk today on a different floor and I said, hi, how are things? And they were like, sure, we're great. We went up. Yeah, 9, 10,000. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. I'm delighted for you. But I generally don't get involved in that.
You don't care.
You,
know,
you
don't,
are involved. You're on the winning team right here.
Yeah, but this, you know, like, I'm afraid, I'd be afraid I'd say the wrong thing to the wrong person. That's the thing. So the safest thing to do is say nothing at all.
How are you getting on?
Yeah.
You're doing the nice of the weekend, is what you're supposed to say.
And let them say then, I went up 10,000.
How we went up in the listenership figures. We went to, did you see Cuddy? He lost. Oh my God, he's in bits over there. That was a bad move. Didn't I say it? I always said it.
You said it at the time.
JP, didn't I always say it?
You were always saying it.
It's a bad move for them, and it's a bad move for him.
Yeah. That live line is barely alive.
And it's coming.
Needs resuscitation.
They shouldn't be calling it live at this stage.
Does Kieran know CPR?
They should call it flatline instead of live.
That's terrible stuff.
I know, that's awful. That's only awful 75 stuff. Minutes. Yeah. 75 minutes of flatline.
Half a job.
I tell you, get the paddles out, lads. Clear. It's clearing out the listenership anyway. Do you know what? There's no need for any of
a new broom. A new broom.
Do you know, we're all in this together. We were talking about ads on the... This is ads showing up on Netflix, Nettie.
Oh, right.
They're putting ads on Netflix now. On the cheapest Netflix tier. You're going to... The ads will be popping up.
Right.
We've been doing ads for years on...
We're great at the ads.
Yeah,
we do great ads.
They don't put me on the ads anymore. I used to do loads of ads.
You don't get asked to do the ads anymore, do you?
Nobody asks me because all of my ads sound like I'm being a smart arse.
I could get that. No.
Genuinely. Give me a product. Any product.
A luxury hotel. A 5-star luxury hotel.
Why not come to our 5-star luxury hotel? Are you stressed out? Then you can relax in our luxury spa.
I can hear the smile in your voice. I didn't mind that. I didn't hate that, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm available, if anyone wants... There's your man, does the luxury spas.
John Spillan, love that, yeah.
John Spillan here. Do you need to relax? Come on down to the beach here.
On the banks
of
the
Shannon. That just wants you to jailbreak. You just want to leave
the city. It's not only in Cork,
city.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Cork hotel.
Okay, all right.
It's the fancy hotel in Cork. John Spillan here. Come on down.
What is that hotel? No.
It's... Come on, you need to relax.
I'm wrecking my brains.
You need to relax and
escape the rush of the modern world.
John's plan here. I'll sing a tune while you relax inside in the bed.
Within in the bed.
Would you there inside in the bed? John's plan here. John's plan's doing the turn down service.
Right?
Inside in the hotel.
Ah, sure, I'll leave him a few quid on the pillow.
Johnny, don't go to.
So he turns down the blankets in the bed.
Yeah,
that you're going to get in. And does he help you in?
And he sings you a little tune then.
And holds your little hand.
Holds your hand, yeah.
As you drift off to sleep.
Chill and relax in the
sleep. Do you clear off the pillows? Do you clear off the throw cushions on the bed in a hotel room as soon as you get in?
100%. And that blanket throw thing at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
Cushions gone. Good luck.
Yeah. Absolutely disgusting.
I nearly bring my own pillowcase.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would. Like all of those extra pillows, how often are they getting washed? And have people been. Up on top of them.
I was a chambermaid in the
1800s.
And that's what he called it.
I'm here to clean out your chamber pot, ma'am. The lady of the manor wanted me to call down.
Hotel across from the GMIT, what was it called? The Carb Great Southern? Was that it? It's closed down now. And I worked there for money during the week and I was making beds on Thursdays and Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. And I can say that those things are not washed.
They're not washed.
They're not washed. And you know what else is not washed? The wee glasses in the bathrooms.
No.
Don't, like, well, I didn't change them. Nobody told me I had to do that.
What about the little paper doily that they put on top of the glasses?
Yeah, that's fresh. But I wouldn't go drinking water out of it.
I drink water out of it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Out of the tap.
I'm staying in a hotel. That Lads, tell me I'm wrong. 0874 100 102. What do you use the glass in the bathroom for if you're staying in a hotel? I have one very specific use for it. And well, I've got two. One is putting the toothbrushes in.
Mm. Yes.
But the actual practical use, what do you drink out of that glass? The only time you ever need a glass in a hotel.
But there's already glasses over beside the Nespresso machine.
Yeah. And your bottle of fizzy water and still water that have been given to you complimentary.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be drinking out of the bottles if I'm drinking water.
What are you drinking?
Painkillers.
That's true.
Truly. The only
that
thing
is true.
Like, guaranteed, I need, because everything else I'm using, I'm drinking out of the bottle.
That's it.
Ridiculous, carrier. Here's another hack for you for hotels. Bring one of those flasks that keep water very cold. You know, the metal ones?
Mm.
Like the water bottles, flasks, things? The thermos type jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Bring one of those with you to a hotel and then get it filled in the bar before you go up. And it's nice and cool in the morning. Otherwise, it'd be roasting. Like in a hotel bedroom, you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's like, I'm gasping. And you lukewarm water next to the bed in the pint glass.
I just get a pint glass in the bar, just a big
same.
Pint of water.
Yeah, same.
I just say, can I have a pint of water?
Yeah, but then it's warm by the time next morning.
Well, it's usually gone, is the problem.
0874 100 102 on the 087s.
Shane in Kilkenny is guessing what you use that small glass for, or maybe saying he does what you do.
Go on, Shaners.
He says painkiller for the hangover and tap water.
Yes.
Right.
It's the painkillers, yeah. Always.
The Alka-Seltzer.
Really? Because it's a small glass, is it?
No, because it's a glass. It is a glass.
But there are other glasses.
Nah.
Okay.
So it depends.
All right.
Always for the painkillers.
Dara says that hotel you worked in was demolished.
What?
No connection to you working there.
You demolished the hotel. Do you know what it was? She put them out of business because she wasn't cleaning any of the glasses. It was disgusting. Look it up on Google.
I was good at that job.
It was hygiene infractions.
I was good.
You were good at not changing the glasses. All right. That's it. Come here. Nettie's here. We're going to be talking about phones in a couple of minutes. Ray Foley on the air. There's JP.
Do we need to erect a modular home out the back for the extra listeners we do?
What are we going to do with Annette Freeman's here. Annette, what are we going to do with all these extra listeners we've got? Literally, what is it, 13, 14,000?
Are we going to herd them in and keep them?
I've no idea what we're going to do with all these.
Should we tag the new listeners? Is that what you're saying? So we can keep a record of them?
Keep a record of them, yeah.
Brand them. Is there a sheepdog? We can hop, 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 the new listeners. Hop, hop, get the new listeners in. Get the new listeners in, Shep. Hop, Shep, hop, Shep, get the listeners in. Get the listeners in the backfield, Shep.
You had a word you used to use when you were herding animals, didn't you?
Squan.
Squan. Squan, listeners. Squan, you. Squan. Squan. Squan of that, new listeners. Squan of that. Squan of that over from Cuddy. Squan of that. Lechi.
We give them water, though.
What?
We give them water. When we herd them into the field and get them all together, we will give them water.
They're very
it's ridiculous.
The new listeners get very excited when we come out with the bucket of feed. And they
all charge at you.
Straight over. And you know you can get shook with a bunch of new, particularly new ones. You can get shook when they come at you at once.
Yeah.
So you just have to be careful because they can be quite frisky, the new ones. The old listeners, they've been around a while. They know what's going on. But the new listeners are quite frisky, particularly around this time of year. They're jumping up on top of each other and trying to ride each other. I tell you, they get up on that.
They would, yeah.
Please.
They would.
You want to keep these listeners, right?
I should
can
look at
not?
They come and they go. If you're one of our new listeners, just would you come down off that?
We're so happy to have you here.
We're delighted to have you. Thank you so much for listening. All these new listeners, I do want to be welcoming to them, though. I really do. So we're looking at a modular home.
At the back, planning permission and et cetera.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to, or we'll have to build on.
Hmm?
Oh, well, look, we'll work it out. The weather's fine at the moment as well, so we'll
just
make room. We'll make room. So, phones. JP wanted to ask the question. Well, JP asked me this question, and I was like, are you mad? JP asked the question. Well, actually, you ask it.
Do you have someone in your life, particularly a family member, who you can never get a hold of on the phone? Because I have two, and they're both of my parents, particularly my mum. My mum will never answer the phone.
Yeah.
My only way to get in contact with my mother is to WhatsApp the family WhatsApp and say, hey guys, could one of you nudge mam and tell her to either answer my call me back, or respond to my WhatsApp.
But how are they getting hold of her?
They're nudging her. They'll find her. They'll see her across the week and say, hey, could you give your son a ring? The other son.
But just so we're clear, it's not like these other siblings are living with her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, So
they'll see her. They'll see her. They'll see her more often than I would.
It seems to be that they are able to get a hold of her and you're not.
Yeah, you're not. So is there
she's screening my calls.
Piece here.
Is there a problem?
I have a good relationship with my parents, I would say.
So JP asked me this question and I was immediately triggered because I was like, are you out of your mind? You are literally the hardest. JP is literally the hardest person in the world to get on the phone. Like, even as I'm ringing him, I'm going, I don't even know why I'm doing this. He's not going to answer. I'm on first name terms with JP's voicemail voice.
I have a missed call from you 3 hours ago.
Who
three
picks
and a half
up
hours.
And you know why?
Because
you didn't answer your bloody phone.
That's true, yeah.
He never answers the phone. And then I get so mad when I'm leaving a voice note that I'm so pissy on the voice note. I'm like, just answer the phone.
But I do ring you back.
Yeah,
so when I see the missed call, I'll ring you back. But my phone is always on silent. My phone has been on silent since as long as I've owned a mobile phone.
My phone is on silent 11 years tomorrow, in fact.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my phone's on silent 11 years tomorrow.
What do you do? What's the point of having a phone? Texts.
Well, yeah, texts.
Instagram.
Voice messages. Long, rambling voice messages.
How do you get them?
You mean WhatsApp messages.
So it's checking then is the only way you get messages. You don't get a notification.
What do you mean? Like, hold on a second.
Someone rings you, like.
So if someone rings me, sometimes I spot it. More often than not, I miss it and I call them back. But predominantly what my phone is used for is WhatsApp.
Just
in
messages.
Terms of, yeah.
You don't use it as a phone?
No, not really.
Isn't that wild?
Do you dislike getting a call from someone when you're not expecting a call?
Yeah, I suppose I do. I'd rather instigate that and I'd rather call them on my terms.
Correct.
I'm old. I do get a bit of that and I understand that. But I am old school in that generally if someone's ringing me, which is rare, but if someone rings me, I'm going, they ring me.
You haven't answered a few of my calls this week. I've called you at least two or three times and you haven't answered.
It's a little bit like somebody
check
calling into your house without saying, although that never happens to me because no one calls by my house.
It's going to ring.
But
my wife missed call yesterday.
Is JP the middle child, asks Denise. It's common for parents not to answer to the middle child.
Yes, he is.
JP, are you the middle child?
Yeah.
Well, the middle child in our house is the favourite child.
That too.
Oh, right.
I have missed call from Daddy Pat.
You haven't saved me in as Daddy Pat, have you?
No. The only missed calls genuinely I have are from Kate yesterday, my wife, Roisin on Monday, Daddy Pat on Saturday. By the way, Daddy Pat is a mistake. We put it in on my phone years ago of my father-in-law, his name is Pat, and I jokingly, he's not the type of man that you call Daddy Pat, and I put it in as Daddy Pat. So every time Daddy Pat rings, or every time Pat rings, and he usually rings by accident, it's usually a bum dial. It's like, oh, sorry, Ray, I was meant to ring Kate. But it comes up as Daddy Pat on the phone. And then my child, you're not here.
I definitely called you a couple of times this week and you did not answer. Now, normally you would.
The fourth.
That's why it was unusual.
I have a missed call from JP on the fourth.
If I'm saving people's names into my phone, I will save in as much detail as I possibly can. Where
what
they work.
Mean?
Daddy Pat.
Full name.
So.
All of that. I might even save in their hair colour. It could be Ginger Dave.
Wow.
I've got JP as JP. I've got Murren as Donald Duck. I've told you that story before, haven't I?
No, I don't think so.
Basically, I like using the you-know-who Siri. Right?
Yes.
I like to give a voice command, say, hey, Siri, call JP, and then it'll call JP. I give the voice command on my headphones, yeah? But to call Murren, the phone doesn't have a clue what you're saying when you're saying Murren O'Connell.
Of course, yeah, fair.
Calling Maureen, calling Martin. It's like, no, it's Murren. So what I've done is I've changed her name in my contacts to Donald Duck.
Okay.
So it can't be confused. And then it just puts me straight through to Murren.
Oh, that's handy.
Also, she's an angry quacker. So makes sense. How are you getting on over there?
I'm just going through my phone. Sorry, I was just checking some things.
I was just looking at my missed calls and it's the same four people all the time.
Same,
I do ring back. But I know if I get a call from my parents, like after 6 o'clock in the evening, it's highly unusual them to ring me as well. Like especially my dad, I would say, "Oh, there's something wrong. Something wrong. This is bad news." But I'd take the call and then it's like can you do something, or would you mind, or you know,
can you tape
it's
that
an
for
ask
me?
Of course, can oh, you the, tape that for me,
can you tape that for me, the bum dials.
How do we get into such and such on the TV?
Who's your emergency contact? The thing is, the irony of me asking this question is, my emergency contact, if I'm signing up for something or whenever you have to hand over your emergency contact,
I don't have one.
Is always my mother. Yeah. And as sure as hell,
of course it is.
If they, I was in an accident,
it won't get through.
She ain't answering.
They'll have to ring one of your siblings.
My bloody hand will be reaching out for the family WhatsApp saying, could you please?
Don't call my mum.
Don't call my mum. The ambulance.
Call one of my sisters. Call Abby.
And get her to say it to mum.
My God. Emergency contact is, bizarrely, it's my wife. Yeah.
I don't have one. Is that important? Yeah. I
think emergency services do know how to get into your phone or access the emergency contact if you've got one listed there, but it is my wife. But then that's another thing the phone keeps doing. I have my wife saved in as wife in the phone.
Right.
Which they say is a good thing to do, because if they're able to get into your phone, although who's able to get into your phone? Although I suppose maybe if you're lying on the street or if you've been run over or something, they can hold your... Can they
do the face recognition.
Maybe
yeah.
The face recognition. Anyway, if you put it in as wife, you can say... They can call and they'll know that it's your wife, which is a good idea. But the phone keeps saying to me, your wife is Kate Carolyn. And it keeps changing the name, the contact name to Kate Carolyn. So
this
now
is
it's
very formal.
Very formal.
Very formal. I should probably put beside my Raymond ice. Is
ice?
That it? Ice. Like as in
ice?
Emergency contact. Is that it?
Emergency. What?
In case of an emergency.
Oh, in case.
ICE. Oh, in I case thought, of an emergency.
That was a reference to the Americans and the
immigration.
Your immigration authorities.
Jesus.
What's your mother's full name, is it, or is Mammy?
Just Ma. It's Ma. M-A. Ma.
Is it saved as Ma in your phone?
Yeah.
Mine is Mammy and Dad. Yeah.
All of mine are all very formal. My phone has changed all of my contacts to very formal.
Siblings are first name, last name.
Sorry, I'm talking here now.
Sorry, JP. Sorry,
John Paul. When you go to @Mwirin... In a group chat.
I don't do
her
that.
Her name comes up as Donald Duck.
This is another thing that JP does. He @s people in the group chat.
I do, so they know that you're talking to them. What's wrong with that?
Headbanger.
What's wrong with that?
JP does this all the time.
It's specific.
He does it in emails and he does it
in Teams.
And he does it in WhatsApp and on Teams. He'll go @, so like in a group, he'll put @Annette Freeman to you, even though everyone's reading it.
Okay.
So weird. Rather than just saying... Annette, you might do that.
No, but if somebody does it, you get alerted. You get alerted specifically on your preview.
Bonkers.
That's perfectly insane.
Can you get your parents on the phone? Or who's the most difficult person for you to get on the phone? 0874 100 102. Ray Foley on Today FM.